Brothers and sisters, it's good to be with you. I'm Deacon Christian Smith, and I'm studying to be a priest over in Rome. And we don't get many opportunities to preach over in the seminary, and so I'm grateful to Father Eli for letting me preach this weekend. Today, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, and it's always a very moving feast. I think it's really well-timed, because it comes right after the coming of the Lord at Christmas, and after we've spent all this time with our families. And I think that that's important, that the church gives us this feast right now for an important reason, that the incarnation shows us what it means to live family life well. And the family, as we unfortunately know, isn't something that's particularly strong in our culture right now. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but the central reason, and it sounds pretty obvious, but that is that families are not strong because they're not centered on Jesus. The Holy Family was holy because it was centered on Jesus. And so today I'd like to offer just a small reflection on two points. First, how it is that we can respond to our families in charity, and second, what it means to love a family as a father. And these two points, I think, come through in the scriptures quite well. We often speak of the family, or we see it on TV or in the culture, as this sort of ideal sort of thing where a person can simply be who they are, this place where everything is perfect, and then we think of our own families, and that should make us laugh a little bit. We speak of it as this boring sort of thing that when we grow up, we get to break free from it, almost as if our families teach us how to be dependent so that we don't need them anymore, so that we can be independent when we grow up. And because we know that our families are flawed, the natural reaction when we see that is to avoid them because we see that they don't live up to the standards that we've made for them in our heads. And we live in a time where we have the blessing, actually, of shaping our world to be exactly how we want it to be. We can choose our friends, where our kids go to school. We can choose everything. And this can be a good thing. A lot of good can come from it. But the philosophy that can creep in is that the best way to fix our problems is to avoid them. That, oh, I don't like these people, so I'm just going to go over here, and then I don't have to deal with it. The family is the one thing that we can't choose. We're just born into it. It's kind of like a lottery. We just get who we get. And for us, for our human formation, that's actually the thing that makes it exciting, and that's why we need them, is because our growth as people, our growth in charity, is dependent upon how we deal with that situation, with that thing that we can't change. Our families are the place where we learn charity, first and foremost. And so as a family, it's our duty to build that up in each other. And therefore, it's the most important place that charity is exercised. The second reading from the letter to the Colossians speaks really beautifully about all of the virtues that it requires. And it speaks beautifully about love, calling it the bond of perfection. And so the bond of the family is at its best when it's actually a bond of charity. And so we can choose how it is that we respond to our families. We can choose to be just like Jesus to them. Jesus chose in the incarnation to come and to be with us, taking on our flesh, to be with us in our weakness. And to be that for our families is often as simple as just being there with them. That Jesus comes to be with us, and so how to live and how to have Jesus as the center of our family life is being with them. It's really as simple as that. Point number two, to love as a father comes through in a really beautiful way in the gospel today, especially through St. Joseph. And this gospel, besides being the inspired word of God, is a literary masterpiece that the evangelist Matthew is taking what the Hebrews know really well, the book of Exodus, and he's flipping it on his head almost. That the love of God the Father, who takes his people out of Exodus, away from Pharaoh, away from slavery, away from the murder of their sons as infants, comes through in this gospel where Joseph has to flee the exact same thing. And Egypt in the scriptures is always this allusion to evil. And the line in the gospel, "Out of Egypt I have called my son," is actually paired with the first part where Joseph takes his family out of Israel. So Israel has become this place of evil, that Herod has turned Israel into the new Egypt. And so for Joseph, what he has to do is kind of a drastic step. That, notice, he listens to the word of God first. I mean, the poor guy must have been afraid to go to sleep, because every time he does, he has a dream that he has to do some crazy thing. But he listens to God first, and that's what a good father does. It shows that Joseph was willing to go to that place of evil, to Egypt, in order to save his family. And that's a love that's Christ-like. That's a love that a father needs to have for his family. Because Christ did the very same for us. As he comes, as he takes on the flesh, as he dwells in this Egypt that we've created in our world. It shows how God goes to the ends of the earth to protect us. And Saint Joseph shows us that by his care of the Holy Family. To close, the Holy Family is holy because it was centered on Jesus, because it lived that bond of charity, that bond of perfection that Jesus models so well for us. And this feast today shows us the beauty of what it means for God to be with us and to be like a father to us, that he will do the very same for our families that he did for his.